563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 21-12, our halftime score here. The Delhi Bulldogs on top of the Walton Warriors here at our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Oh, the student section, they had us put in a song request, and they are certainly loving it down there. So we are so glad that we could provide them with that.
All services here at WCDO with Nate Wall.
I got a message on Twitter saying, could you request Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. I said, you know, I'll pass it along, and we got the job done.
And it's funny because last night over in Norwich that was played, and the student section over there, is that song making a comeback that I don't know about? Because we looked it up, 2009.
2009, and Ben Patton's taking a photo of the party now. This is perfect. And we'll be seeing that later, I'm sure. So, speaking of last night, that was a great game. Norwich defeats Windsor 35-34, so the Purple Tornado will take on Maid Enwell in the Class B Section 4 Championship.
Speaking of well-oiled machines that seem to reload all the time.
Yep, that will be a good game for sure. And the game I was at, you and I have been talking about it during the breaks here, and I just cannot get it off my mind. Skanivas girls, who I cover all the time here, were in the Section 4. They were the Section 4 Class D champs. They were at Norwich today, taking on a very, very good Cincinnatus team from Section 3. So that was the regional soccer game today. 2-2 game. Skanivas was up 1-0 at the half. Cincinnatus comes down and scores two goals in a one-minute span to take a 2-1 lead. Cincinnatus heavily favored in this game. So you're thinking kind of inside, maybe Skanivas, maybe this was it. Skanivas scores with 10 minutes left on a header. From a corner kick to tie it up 2-2. They go to overtime. First overtime, nobody scores. Second overtime, Skanivas is awarded a PK, and it goes to their best player, Ange Campitello. If you follow me, Ange, I just did my Halloween thing with her. I mean, I dress up like a local athlete. I picked Ange. She's one of the best, nicest kids in the area. The PK is just tipped just away by the keeper, and then Cincinnati scores with 4 minutes left to win 3-2. And sometimes I wonder about, if a kid is in a tough situation like that, maybe you don't say who it was, whatever. But I know Ange well enough. I've covered her since she was in seventh grade. She came up to play varsity soccer at Skanivas. She's one of the best that I've seen. And I'm just heartbroken for her tonight. Know the family very well. Her sister Lily played tremendous on defense today. Taylor Knapp scored the goal. Sam Osborne had a goal and an assist. It was just a heartbreaker. So that was a fantastic game. It was so tough to cover that game and then come down here and kind of hit the reset button. It was like, oh, man, you just get so invested in some of these games. It was a great day.
And you don't pick favorites, but when you're doing the hometown team like Skanivas,
it was state. You wanted to root for them. Yeah.
And, it's too bad, especially, with a player who's had as much success as her. I followed, obviously, you and the Skanivas games. I know your coach, Steve, very well.
Yeah.
And I know he's really enjoyed this group. And you really feel for an athlete in that situation because you never know how they're going to react and feel after as well.
Yes.
It's tough right now, but she has nothing to hang her head about. As you said, a tremendous career. I don't know the stats, obviously, off the top of my head.
Well over 100 goals, yeah.
But she's been fantastic. One of the best soccer players in this area for a while.
I feel bad for Steve. Steve Hornung, long-time coach at Skanivas, but long-time local soccer coach. They lose last year in dramatic fashion to Poland in the regional game. So this Skanivas group has had two real good cracks to get to the Final Four and just... it just didn't work out. And then Steve was a longtime Sydney boys soccer coach. And they went to the regionals, I think back in 94. Somebody out there in Sydney land will correct me if I'm wrong. And they played pretty much the number one team in the state, Christian Brothers Academy, well-known school up in the Syracuse area. They're supposed to get crushed in this game. And they end up losing that game, I think, 2-1. In overtime? No, penalty kick. Excuse me.
Okay.
They go up 1-0 early. They hold it out the whole game. 1-0, 1-0. CBA scores late. I'm talking like under a minute to go. They play through the whole overtime and they lose in PK. So I just like to see a coach get that far three times, if not more, and just have your heart broken. I mean, it hurts. Really hurts.
And as a coach, you're always just like, this close again, you know?
This close again. What do I have to do? What do I have to do?
And I know that, as I said, this group was really a great group for him and that whole Scandinavian area. As we know, there's been the, I don't want to bring this up because someone's going to get mad at me, but the merge talks, of course, with Worcester and stuff. And
yes.
And this was a really special group going through Scandinavian. And, you know, the school identity there for the Dragons and, you had a great opportunity, and but nothing to hang your heads about. No, not many teams get as far as they did and have the success that they did this year either.
Very true. Very true. Well, we're going to get back to action here. Delhi's going to get the ball to start the second half here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Football's a couple of weeks behind some of our other sports that are headed to the state Final Four next weekend, like field hockey. Whitney Point won again today, so they're back to the Final Four for another time. But it's the semifinals here tonight, and Delhi gets the ball to start the second half. Here's a return to the outside by Brocky, and he's pushed out at about the 37-yard line. So Delhi now going left to right on your radio dial. We'll start the third quarter with the lead 21-12, and they have the wind at their backs for the third quarter. Delhi in the maroon tops, the gray trim, the gray pants, kind of that Penn State-looking white helmet, I would say, has the black strip down the center, though, for Delhi. And Walton has the orange helmet with the black stripe and the white tops, the orange trim, and the black pants here tonight.
This is a big possession for both teams. Delhi goes down and scores. That's huge. If Walton can get a stop, that's also huge.
Here's Schnabel dancing between the tackles on the right hash. He's brought down there by the Warriors on defense. Darren Wally with the tackle for Walton. Boy, that wind continues to howl here. A few people have busted out the heavier coat or some blankets, but you know, most people still look pretty comfortable, that's for sure. Amazing.
That is wind.
Yeah.
We really hear that.
Well, it's a windy night, and we're up on top of the hill here. JC sits right up on top of the hill above the old Oakdale Mall, and here's a handoff to Davis. Runs to the outside. Good for about three on the play, I would say. And so, yeah, it gets extra windy up here, that's for sure.
Speaking of that Oakdale Mall, I haven't come down here in a while, and they are doing some massive renovations there.
Yeah, a lot of work down there. I haven't been inside in a while. I know, you know, a lot of changes are coming from malls in the area, but, you know, they're trying to keep some foot traffic in there. That's always a tough thing to do. It's going to be a third down and two here for Delhi, but I'm sure they'll get some business for some hungry fans going back down through the area tonight after this game.
Same with Wegmans.
Yes, I'm sure Wegmans and all the restaurants are going to be packed.
That is not a sponsor.
When we get out of here, like, yeah.
We're not just throwing them out there.
Here's a run on fourth down here for Delhi. They go for it at midfield. Was that fourth?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was, but they had flipped the thing on the far side. I think that was third down.
And the official stopped, like he was waving his hands too, and then they flipped it, so I didn't think it was, but regardless,
it's
first down now anyway.
Yep. I think they're having some trouble because it's first down. It currently says second. I think he's just, yeah, let's go. There we go.
Nope, third.
Yep.
Pushed it the wrong way.
He's having some trouble, but it is a first down, and they're going to run to the inside now, brought down by the Walton defense, collapsing in. Logan Aubin on the tackle there. Looks like they do finally have the chain gang right over there on a second down and about nine to go. 10:15 to go in the third quarter. 21-12, Delhi on top of Walton. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything there because it's fourth down. I don't think so.
We could have.
Very easily. Very easily.
Well, especially with the stoppage in the play, it made it seem like, you know, that we did miss something. But I don't think we both missed the entire play, but maybe.
So here are the Delhi Bulldogs right at midfield going left to right. They're going to try to hand off again up the middle with Sam Davis. Brought down again by the Walton defense. Paul Morse is in on the tackle that time for the Warriors. And so Delhi electing to keep it on the ground here. Maybe looking to eat a little clock here on this drive. Third down at about eight to go. This is a big third down for the Bulldogs. Going.
The wind is just.
Yeah, the wind just continues to howl.
It's going to be interesting if that plays if it has an impact on this game as we go through.
Third down at eight, right at midfield. Delhi's going to try to go to the air. They have a receiver down the right side, and this one is just a little bit past the overstretched hands of the intended wide receiver, Noah Dungan.
I think the wind at their backs took that just a little bit further than they wanted it to.
Yeah, well-thrown ball. pretty much put where only the receiver could get to it, but I think that wind might have carried it a little bit.
We've seen it impact a couple pass plays, and then, of course, the punt and that pass play right there as well. And it looks like they are lining up to punt this one. So you got to be careful not to punt it too far for a touchback.
And so Seth Hunter back in the game here. Looked like he went off with that cramp earlier. Here is Schnabel with a good sidewinder punt. Takes a Delhi bounce and is going to roll down to about the 10-yard line. That's where the Bulldogs will down it. So Walton comes up big on defense there, Sky. They trail 21-12, 9 minutes to go, third quarter.
That's exactly what they needed for the first possession of this half. Now they need to go down on the score and bring it back to 18, 19, or 20 into 21, a one-possession game. Great job by that defense, though. If you're Delhi, though, you pin them deep. You're making them have to go the entire length of the field. And we haven't seen that big play yet from Walton in regards to a pass play or a long run yet. So you're really making them have to go the whole 90 and pick up that 4, 5, 6 yards of carry like we've seen them do all game so far.
Will we see one of those long signature drives here by Walton? That would be my guess, is that they are going to eat up a lot of time here on this drive and maybe try to punch one in from in close. They're going to hand one off to the right side, or the left side, excuse me, with McLennan out to the 15-yard line. This gives them a little breathing room. I think we're going to see a heavy dose of McLennan and Stanton the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the stats for Walton this year. That's where they go a lot of time, but it's been working for them. They just picked up about 5 yards on that play right there. And it was, once again, Delhi was right there, but just keep going forward by those running backs for Walton, picks up the extra yards.
8.5 to go in the third quarter. 21-12 is the score. Delhi on top of Walton here in the Section 4 Class D semifinals. We have a flag on the play. I think somebody on Walton might have jumped early.
Yep, they're going to get a false start.
So a false start against the Warriors. Second one of the night on the Warriors, which we don't see very. They're so disciplined on the line. You don't see it very often. So, again, thanks for joining us tonight as well on WCDOsports.com. I want to shout out our sponsor there, SFCU, as well as on our game audio archive. They always have been a huge sponsor, and we try to put these games up as fast as we can so you can listen back to them. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. So Walton now faced with a second down and 10. Again, going right to left on about their own 10-yard line. Here's the snap. Going to hand off to the right side, pushing the pile forward. Was McLennan once again. But that Delhi line has been up to the task here tonight as Carter Terrence was in to make the stop, as well as Luke Sanford. Coming up on 7:40 to go here in the third quarter on a busy Saturday with, again, soccer and field hockey and football, volleyball tomorrow for the sectional finals.
On a Sunday?
Yeah, a couple local teams left. Unadilla Valley still playing in Class D. Oneonta girls in Class C for the sectional final. Here's Dutcher, wants to throw over the middle. Intercepted here by the Bulldogs. They're going to have a chance to take this back to the house, and they will. Intercepted by Nealis, and he goes in for 6. A huge play there for Delhi. Boy, just kind of snuck under the coverage and was right there to pick it off. I don't think Dutcher even saw him.
No, he didn't. And what a great play by Nealis. That's exactly what Delhi needed. That second down false start made it a little bit more tricky for Walton there, with their following plays. And right there, Delhi capitalizes. That's huge for Delhi.
So the interception by Nealis, he looked like a cat kind of stalking through the middle of the field there, ripped down that INT and then took it in 11 yards to the house. Delhi now leads 27-12 with 7:15 to go in the third quarter. And what we thought could be a long drive for Walton ends in 6 points for Delhi on an interception. Here's the point after. This is up and good by Schnabel. Makes it 28-12 with 7:15 to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly. And there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111. Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. After the Delhi interception return for a touchdown, a nice return here by Seth Hunter for Walton, runs it all the way out to midfield, and then we got a flag on the play, as I believe that was a late hit against the Bulldogs, so Walton might be right back in business here, Sky, but they do trail 28-12 with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter after a pick six return by Logan Nealis of Delhi.
It was going to be a great field position to start for Walton on their own 48-yard line, but the late hit out of bounds is going to give them even more yards on top of that. So this is exactly what they needed at this point in the game, going down 28-12. If they can go down and get the two-point conversion, you make it a 28-20 game. This is exactly what they needed at this moment right now. They have to go down and score, though. There's no doubt about that. But you expect to see a lot of the run again, just no penalties.
The Warriors looking for the opportunity here, as after the penalty is going to put them at about the 37-yard line of Delhi, going right to left. Here's the snap. They're going to go to Cameron Stanton. Hits the hole on the right side and is brought down by Delhi, but gain of probably 3 or 4 on the play. Interested to see if Walton is going to stick with the ground and pound, or they've tried to go to the air sometimes tonight, and it just hasn't worked out so much for them.
No, it hasn't, and the ground has worked for the most part, I would say. The two backs of McLennan and Stanton have just really powered through time and time again.
6.5 to go in the third. Run to the outside for Walton, and the running back slipped and fell, and they tried to go to Seth Hunter there, just lost his footing, and so maybe a gain of 1 on the play. Third down coming up at about 8 to go for Walton. With this great field position, they're at the Delhi 41.
And with this great field position, you have to capitalize. If you're on third and long, you're looking for, if you're not going to get a first down, you have to make it fourth and manageable for sure.
So big third down coming here for the Walton Warriors. Fans are on their feet, waiting for the snap. Dutcher is under center. And he's going to hand this one off to McLennan. He's hit hard at the line, drives forward, though, for about 4 yards. Brought down on the play by the Bulldogs. Coming through to make that tackle was Orion All. And so this is going to be fourth down and about, I would say, 5 to go. Just trying to eyeball it here.
I'm going to say 6.
Yeah, probably 6, a little bit farther. They're at the 38-yard line here, so Walton's going to go for it. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Can Walton convert on a key fourth down here inside Delhi territory? And they're going to try to go to the air. The rush is coming. They throw it, and it's incomplete. It goes to the outside, and a turnover on downs, and the Bulldogs will get it back. Good job on the rush. It came from both sides of the line there.
That's a key stop for Delhi right there. They gave Walton some great field position. Walton had a great opportunity to go down and score, but Delhi, they took away that run on the first couple plays right there, made it very difficult for Walton, and they got the stop that they needed.
And so a turnover on downs. Delhi will get the ball back going left to right on your radio dial with just about 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Delhi leading 28-12 in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Winner will get Tioga in the championship game. We believe that game will be next Friday at Vestal at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Handoff here to Schnabel on a little roll to the left, and he's going to pick up about 3 yards. I should say, folks, that with the way things are, that game could change, you know, in the middle of the week once the matchup is set. So make sure you check back. But as we think right now, it would be on Friday afternoon. It is the holiday, so I think that's why they're going to try to go with the earlier start, and hopefully they can get a good crowd for that. And it'll be the winner of Delhi and Walton taking on the Tioga Tigers. So here is Delhi on a second down and about eight to go. Going left to right. They're at their own 36-yard line. They're going to pitch it to Schnabel. Cuts back to the inside. Schnabel is brought down after a gain of about two. So the Walton defense trying to hold strong here. Big pile up as both sides a little slow to get up here. Schnabel at the bottom of the pile seems to be okay. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 28-12 our score. Delhi Bulldogs on top of the Walton Warriors. These two teams met last week with Delhi also winning that contest in the last week of the regular season, as both these teams did very, very well in Section 4 Class D this year. It's going to be a third down and about six to go. Delhi with a QB keeper for Nealis. Tucks it and runs himself. Gets to the outside. He's got the first down. He's brought down, but not before he will move the chains for Delhi out to about the 49-yard line. Brought down by London Gardner.
That play was very similar to the one they ran on first down where they gave it to Schnabel. Schnabel's gotten the ball a lot, so Walton, thinking that they're going to run that, quarterback goes right back the other direction, picks up the first down. Great play call right there from Delhi.
Coming up on 3:15 to go in this third quarter. 28-12 to score. Delhi marching, going left to right. They're at midfield. Going to look to hand it off to Sam Davis. Hits the hole to the outside, but he's brought down by the Walton line. Crashing through was Paul Morse, wrapping him up. Maybe a gain of one on the play. But time is on Delhi's side right now with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter and a 28-12 lead. The wind continuing to howl up on the hill here at Johnson City High School. We've seen it affect a couple of key plays tonight in the punting game and the passing game. But for the most part, I would say both teams have handled it very well. Second down and 11 now for the Bulldogs. They say there was a loss on that last play. They go back to Schnabel to the right side, cuts the corner. Going to be very close to a first down. He's still dancing. He's got it to the 30, 25-20. Schnabel diving forward. He's brought down at about the 19-yard line. Great yards after getting that first down for Schnabel.
That was a great run right there. He picked up more yards than it looked like he was originally going to by making a great move. And then he had one man to beat. He had the option to go to the outside or cut back up the middle. He went back up the middle, lost his footing, but still another great run there by Schnabel, setting up a great opportunity here from Delhi's 20-yard line to punch one in here and make it an even bigger lead for the Delhi Bulldogs.
So the Bulldogs taking their time as we come up on 2 minutes to go now. In the third quarter, they lead 28-12. They're looking to add to it here. They're inside the Walton red zone, but a timeout is taken by the Delhi Bulldogs. Again, 1:59 to go third quarter. Delhi on top, 28-12 over Walton. We'll be back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, 28-12 our score. Delhi on top here of the Walton Warriors. Don't forget, you can also listen on 92.3 if you're over in the Norwich area. I was talking to a lot of people earlier today that were at the Norwich soccer game for the Skenevis girls, and then they were going to come down here. They said, we listened on 92.3 on the way down. So it's a great tool if you're over in that Norwich-Oxford Green area and you're coming down. Really came in handy tonight here for some of the people that stayed for that long soccer game between Skenevis and Cincinnatus today. Been a busy day. I've watched Green field hockey. They played great earlier today but lost in a heartbreaker to Cicero North Syracuse. then the Skanevis game, and then here for Walton Delhi. QB keeper here for Nealis, and he's in. Nealis to the right side, fake the handoff, and goes in for six. Nealis has played out of his mind here tonight on both sides of the ball. Cashes in, and Delhi now leads 34-12.
That was another great play call. They ran a little read option there. Make the defense make a decision. They all went with the running back. Nealis pulled the ball out, made a great run up the middle to score. Great play call, great read by the quarterback. And as you said, he's been making plays on both sides of the ball today.
He's got the pick six. He's got a couple of nice passes, a couple of nice runs. And Delhi is in full control right now, 34-12. The extra point opportunity here looks like it's going to get waved off. We might have to do it again. See what the official call is here. Official's going to get together. I think it's going to go against Walton. Official's coming over to the sideline here. They're going to say, I mean, the kick was good. Yeah, kick is good. The penalty was against Walton, and so I believe that's going to be assessed on the kickoff. So our score, 34-12 with 1:52 to go here in the third quarter. We'll be back here on WCDO. Delhi's ahead.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So Delhi QB Logan Nealis does it himself on that last drive with a 30-yard run to give DA a 35-12 edge. They hadn't put that extra point up on the board. I hadn't put it on my sheet either. So to give DA a 35-12 edge over Walton with a 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And so Walton on the kickoff, a short kickoff, and they'll get back up to about the 22, and that's where they're going to start going right to left. And so the Warriors have a big hole to dig out of. It's been all Delhi here late in the second quarter and into the second half. Run to the outside. Stanton just bulldozes over a couple of tacklers out to the 40 before he's brought down there. It's going to be no quitting this Walton team, I'm sure.
No, that was a great play. And they did a little bit of their read option there themselves for Walton. They had Fletcher in the shotgun, and they ran the read option there. Stanton taking it, and he's just bulldozing forward there like he has all game long for Walton. It'll be interesting to see if they change up their offense here because they're running out of time here with a minute 40 left in the third quarter. But, yep, Dutcher's in the shotgun again, so they're switching up their formation here on offense.
Delhi trying to hold on defense as the Warriors try to get back in this game. They go to Stanton on the outside, turns up the heat, runs over Davis out to the 48 to the 50. And a good run there by Stanton once again. Boy, he just lowers that shoulder. He is tough to bring down.
He looks for the contact.
He does.
You could tell right there. You see a guy like myself in that situation, I'm trying to go around the guy and stand in this type of guy. And there are guys like this to where I see someone, I don't care if I can get outside. I'm going right at you, and I'm going to make you feel this hit.
So Walton moves the chains there. They're out to midfield with about a minute 5 to go here in this third quarter. Our score is Delhi 35, Walton 12. Waiting for the snap to go right back to Stanton. Cuts it to the inside, to the 45, and to the 43. Stanton trying to put this team on his back right now with every yard that he can pick up. But Delhi, we've talked about it coming into the game. We've talked about it throughout the game. So many weapons. When you talk about Nealis and Schnabel and Kristen, and I mean, the list goes on. they have been able to do it all here tonight on both sides of the ball, special teams as well.
They really have, and it's been very impressive, both sides of the ball for them. They've done just so many things very well, and, you know, if they should move on and play Tioga in a rematch, it'll probably be another very good game like they had the first time.
20 seconds to go, third quarter. Could be the last play of this third stanza. A QB keeper for Dutcher up the middle. Good for about 5 yards to the 40. And the clock stops with about 11 seconds left here in this third quarter. And they're going to say it's a first down. He got just enough. And so Walton moving well, but they've had a couple of drives like this tonight where they start to move well, and then the Delhi defense has always found an answer. Clock's going to run out here in this third quarter. I don't think they're going to get the playoff in time. Let's see. Waiting for the snap. No, won't get the playoff in time. So three quarters in the books here at Johnson City. Our score is Delhi 35, Walton 12. And we'll be back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour. No experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter. A QB keeper here for Ransom Dutcher up the middle. Brought down by the Delhi line. Luke Sanford in on the tackle. Walton has switched ends of the field to start this fourth quarter. Our score, Delhi 35 and Walton 12. And so Walton now going left to right on your radio dial. About a second down and eight coming up here for the Warriors. Delhi, one quarter away from punching their tickets to the Section 4 championship game, if they can hold on to this lead, which is currently 35-12. Man in motion is Seth Hunter from right to left. They're going to sweep it to him. Hunter to the outside. He's brought down. The Delhi defense is there. Great tackling on the edge. Let's see who made that tackle on the far side. It was well done. As Ryan Wilson, yeah, it was Wilson who went over there to make the tackle. We have not seen Wilson run the ball as much as normal here tonight for the Bulldogs. Not 100% sure why that is, but he's been in on a ton of tackles here tonight and has certainly been on the field, so I wouldn't think there would be any type of injury, or maybe you got the hot hand with Schnabel, you just keep going with it.
Schnabel and Nealis have been the hot hands for their offense, so maybe they're just going with it. Kind of like you do in basketball. You got a guy has a hot hand, maybe you just continue to go with that.
And here is Walton. They go back to Stanton, and one of the blockers got tripped up in front of him, and he was kind of in the way, and he wasn't able to get around. I think his knee went down, and so Stanton is unable to get more than about 2 yards on that. So a fourth down coming up here. And that's unfortunate for the Warriors because it looked like he had a little bit of a hole if he could have kept going.
Yeah, and as you said, he ran to the back of his own blocker, and he definitely had a hole there, and then he made just enough contact with his own man and went down, and knee hit the ground just enough, and that, you know, just one knee down, you're done.
So a fourth down here for Walton, about a fourth and nine. They're going to try to go to the air. Pass is complete. They're going to pick up the first down. Over the 25 to the 20, still rumbling down to about the 17-yard line. Heck of a run after the catch there by Colby Frainer. We have not seen him used as much tonight as I thought maybe they would use him. But, boy, he was punishing on that catch right there. Kind of reminded me of a Cody Ray type of catch back in 2019 for Walton.
Yeah, Frainer, we haven't said his name as much as maybe thought. And on the year, I just pulled up Walton's stats. He has 11 catches for 298 yards. and 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, he can be a beast out there. So we'll see if maybe they get him involved a little bit more here. They're going to go back to Stanton on the left side. Turns the corner, but the Delhi defense is there, and they bring him down. A gang of Delhi tacklers gets over there, led by Adam Cook, to make sure Stanton couldn't get to the corner. So a second down coming up as we hit 9:15 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi leading Walton 35-12. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Skylar Thompson tonight. He's my broadcast partner, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Glad to have Jim at the controls tonight. Always does a fantastic job. And no matter who wins this game here tonight, Walton or Delhi, we will be doing the Section 4 championship game next Friday. It'll be Tioga versus Delhi or Tioga versus Walton. We'll see. Dutcher with a QB keeper runs to the outside for Walton on the left side, down to about the 11-yard line. So Walton knocking on the door here. But is it too little too late? This Delhi offense has put up 35 points so far here today. I'm sure those Warrior fans are hoping for a little extra magic over there on the far side. And still got some time left here if you could punch one in the end zone. Maybe get the two-point conversion, maybe get a little onside kick. You might be back in business. But a big hole, certainly, to climb out of with 8 minutes to go. And waiting for the snap, the handoff here. Walton runs up the middle, across the 10. They go to McLennan this time, down at about the 8-yard line. And so Walton continuing to make some progress here, but the clock is certainly their enemy with 7:55 to go. Could be first down and goal to go as they do pick up the first down on that run by McLennan. So the Walton Warriors, their only losses this year being to Tioga and to Delhi. Trying to get back into this game. Dutcher rolls to the outside. His pass is batted down. Good defense there by Rocco Schnabel. Schnabel 6'5". It's going to be hard to throw over him, and he swatted that one down with his mitts.
Yeah, with that tight and then reach, you're going to have a hard time throwing over them. And one of the things I've been looking at is the Delhi defense and how they're lining up, and it's very different than how most teams would line up in this situation. They've brought everyone up in what is called the box here in football. They have the two guys guarding the two wide guys, but everyone else is playing up, and it's not just because it's in goal now. They're not playing prevent and not caring if anyone gets behind them.
Second down here, Dutcher wants to try to plow his way up the middle. He's brought down by Delhi after a gain of about 3. So it's going to be third down and goal to go here for the Warriors. Schnabel, Rocco, that is, in on the tackle. Big difference between Rocco Schnabel, the younger brother of Luke. Rocco is 6'5", and Luke is listed at, well, maybe a generous 6 foot. But Rocco is going to be a beast in basketball, too. He was up last year on varsity for a time, and he's really going to be a strong player for the Bulldogs.
There was one place that we went to. It was during basketball season. They had the height so wrong. I was listed above 6 foot. I was like, there's no way.
And so Walton trying to run to the outside, and breaking through was Wilson, I believe, to make that tackle. Yes, it was Wilson who came up and brought down Cameron Stanton. So Delhi refusing to give up an inch here on the goal line. It's fourth down now for Walton. So the play's going to come in from the sideline. And this whole time, that clock is continuing to tick down. We're at 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 35-12, our score. The Walton Warriors on a fourth down now. Can they get in? Or can the Delhi defense come up with a miraculous stop here? Really, I would call it a gutsy stop if they can do it. Dutcher runs to the outside. Going to be the QB keeper. Dutcher lunging for the pylon. And he's in. They're going to say he got it right on the corner for the Walton Warriors with 6:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Boy, he got that one by the skin of his teeth.
Yes, he did. It's hard, obviously, you know, from the angle we're at, but I wasn't really sure. But the official's right there, right on top of that play to make the call. They needed that score right here. They need this two-point conversion as well because right now the way it's at 35-18 is a 17-point difference, which makes it a three-possession game. If they can get this two-point conversion, it brings it back to a two-possession game, and it gives you a better chance.
So Walton has not been very successful tonight on their two-point conversions, 0-for-2 so far. Let's see what they come up with here. They're going to try to keep it on the ground. Dutcher, QB keeper, he's in. That cuts it to 35-20 with just over 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So the Warriors have life. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on CDL.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. The QB keeper for Ransom Dutcher for the score and for the two-point conversion cuts it to 35-20 with 6:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Now, are we going to see the onside kick here? I'm assuming we're going to see some sort of a squib from the Walton Warriors. So Walton cuts the Delhi lead to 35-20 with 6 minutes left. They try a line drive. Delhi did a great job there. Noah Dungan caught it at the 45. It was a bullet. No bones about it, though. He held right on to that.
Those are sometimes even better than the regular onside. You kick a line drive right at someone. Hope you hit someone or they don't catch it. It deflects right down. I think we saw that actually earlier this year somewhere.
We did, yeah.
I don't remember where that was, but they kicked a line drive, hit right off of the receiving team's player.
Might have been BG, one of our BG games.
It might have been. And sometimes that works out better than the onside, but great hands right there from Delhi.
Yeah, great hands. And Delhi will have the ball on their own 45. Now they're into Walton territory. One hand off to Luke Schnabel across the 40 down to the 35. And Schnabel with another nice run. He's a little slow to get up here with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And this has always got to be tricky, too, Scott. This is something that I think about. You know, you're always, I guess in any sport, you're just one play away from an injury, right? If you're Delhi here, you want to go down and try to put the exclamation point on this thing. But at the same time, you don't want to see somebody like, here comes Schnabel off. A little hobbled after that play. We'll hope that he's okay. It looks like he might be holding the hand. So it's like, where do you draw that line, right? Keep a guy in, keep him going, or do you try to pull him out and play that game? And that's risky as well. They're going to hand off a little bobble there, but able to be held on by Adam Cook to the left side. He's out to the 30-yard line for Delhi, so it doesn't look like Wilson's going to be running the ball here either.
And I was just going to say, we haven't really said his name at all. I don't remember him.
Except on defense.
Right.
Yeah.
But offensively, I don't remember saying his name getting a carry ever. And I don't, as you said, he's been in on defense, so I don't know. I mean, obviously the hot hand of Schnabel and Nealis tonight. But, you know, in a game like this, it's really hard because it is only a two-possession game. There's still 5 minutes, so you don't want to, you know, give Walton any free ones back and make it even more interesting. But at the same time, you know, I'd be interested to see, like, what happens going forward with Schnabel.
He's back in. They're going to fake the handoff to Schnabel and instead go right up the middle. Nice run across the 25 to the 20. And that was Sam Davis there on the carry. But that was tricky. I really thought Schnabel had it, and all of a sudden Davis was busting up the gut with it. With 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter, 35-20 our score. Delhi on top of Walton. They're trying to put the icing on the cake here to see if they can get back to the sectional championship game.
And speaking of Wilson, he is on the sidelines.
So, yeah, on the sideline.
I mean, I don't know.
Is it a strategy move? Is it an injury thing? We're not 100% sure, but like we said, he's been in on every snap on defense so far tonight from as far as we can tell. Schnabel, a run to the left side, tackled at about the 15 here. Schnabel a little slow to get up again, but appears to be okay. And the clock winding down to about 4 minutes to go. Make sure you stay tuned after the game, no matter how this one ends. We'll break everything down. We're going to give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. A lot of good choices on both sides here tonight. We've seen some very good performances. I can almost guarantee Logan Nealis is going to get something because he has been very, very good tonight on both sides of the ball for Delhi. So here is Nealis under center with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And keep it on the ground here. Run to the right side. Wasn't Schnabel, so we'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile here. And they're going to go right back to Sam Davis. And he's another durable guy that Delhi can rely on in certain situations. And he's not afraid of contact either.
Delhi having no problem here during this clock either. They're taking the play clock all the way down as low as they can. About 3 minutes left in the game. They're just doing a great job of draining this clock off to try and finish this game.
Waiting for the snap here on a third down. Run to the outside for Schnabel, looking for the end zone, and he is in for a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown with 2:57 to go. That might put the cap on this one for the Bulldogs. Schnabel, another TD run here for Delhi.
And your friend, Mr. Patton, right down
there. Right there. Johnny on the spot he is.
He's always in the right spot.
Yeah, he was very excited to come down. Of course, he shoots for the Walton Reporter, and he just loves the Walton-Delhi matchup. We've been talking about it all week. And he's down there with the biggest lens in the game, snapping his great photos. And the extra point is good for Schnabel. With 2:57 to go in the fourth quarter, it's the Delhi Bulldogs now leading 42-20 over the Walton Warriors here on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Delhi now leads 42-20. They'll kick it deep here to Walton with 3 minutes left. And this one will roll out at about the 15-yard line. So, you know, Delhi, I think the difference in this game, Sky, is we come up on 3 minutes to, or just under 3 minutes to go. Delhi able to capitalize on all the little things in the game, those little turnover opportunities. Every time they just needed to get a first down, they needed to get a certain amount of yardage, they've just been able to do it tonight. And Walton, a couple of bad breaks in this one, really took the momentum away.
Yeah, early on it seemed like Walton had all the momentum, and then just when you thought, as I said, it was 12-7, Walton was getting the ball back on that punt, and just when you thought they were ready to go down and take a big momentum swing and go by potentially two possessions, Delhi recovers that fumble. Then the very next possession, Walton, three and out. The punt, the snap was low, recovered by Delhi on the fumble. They go down and score again. They take all the momentum back. And as you said, every time they've needed a stop or they needed to convert on first down or third down, rather, and get a first down, they've been able to.
So here is Walton going left to right on a first and 10. They're going to go to Stanton on the far side, and he's brought down by Luke Sanford. Sanford made sure he had nowhere to go. And there's Ryan Wilson in on the tackle as well. So Wilson has to be feeling healthy, I would think. Here we are just guessing up here, as broadcasters like to do, because he has been in on so many plays here tonight. He's been very good.
He has been. And if they should advance, which it looks like they will right now, setting up that rematch with Tioga, which was a great game the first time and should be very good again for the sectional championship, I'll be interested to see if he does get back in on offense a little bit more and see, because he's been a big part of their offense all year.
He really has.
So I'll be interested to see next week if we get that matchup, what they do with him offensively.
Got a flag on the play, I believe a delay of game here against the Walton Warriors. So with 2:08 to go in the fourth, Delhi with a comfortable 42-20 lead right now. And all the bragging rights in Delaware County might be going to the Bulldogs. We'll see here in another 2 minutes.
In Delaware County, this is like the big thing, too.
The matchup, yeah.
At least football-wise.
Yeah, football-wise. You know, things have changed over time. I think they have a good rivalry in a couple of other sports as well, but it always comes back to the football. You know, this is one of the oldest rivalries in New York State. These two teams have been playing for well over 100 years. So here's the QB keeper for Ransom Dutcher. Tries to get to the outside. He's brought down at about the 33-yard line with about 90 seconds left here. I should have broke out the literature. We had some literature maybe last year that talked about, I think the first time these two teams played was in the 1890s.
Wow.
Somewhere. I know you're a history buff, so I'm going to find that sheet so that we can talk about it next week.
I'm curious on what the all-time head-to-head is, too.
This sheet I had that information on it, I believe. So I'll have to find that this week. It just popped into my head. I probably haven't talked about it since last year or maybe, you know, before pre-COVID. But we had a sheet that we tried to keep updated on that. Try to run to the outside. There's Ryan Wilson on a tackle, bringing down McLennan, who tried to go to the outside with 50 seconds left here.
He has been all over the field.
All over.
Definitely.
Yeah. So we know he's feeling okay. Maybe he's just allergic to the ball tonight, or so I don't know. He
can't be that allergic. He's finding it defensively. Right. Whoever's got it, he's going to him.
And so with 30 seconds left, it looks like the Delhi Bulldogs are going to be going to the Section 4 Class D football championship game. The hoots and hollers start to come up here from the Delhi faithful in front of the press box at Johnson City High School. The Bulldogs get it done. A lot of people this week thought maybe Walton could come in here and pull this upset. It looked like they could for a little while, but it's Delhi getting it done. Clock does stop with 12 seconds left here. And so the Bulldogs, on a windy but warm night here at Johnson City, are going to go home victorious. And they will get the matchup that everybody's been talking about, Delhi Tioga. Will we see a great round two like we did in round one?
Well, you know it's going to be a great week of practice for both teams. Last week, as we talked about, they played each other, and it was more or less to see who was wearing what uniform.
Yeah, that's all that mattered last week. Yeah.
But when Delhi and Tioga played, that's not what was on the line, obviously, at that point. So I can't wait for next weekend with that sectional championship.
And it will be on Friday, and as of right now, we believe it's going to be in the afternoon at 4 o'clock at Vestal High School. His clock is going to run down here. So that's going to be an early game, but we're going to make sure we have it for you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's zeros on the clock. Delhi wins 42-20 over Walton, and it'll be a rematch. Delhi and Tioga from earlier in the year. Delhi lost that game at 28-21. You love to see the sportsmanship out there right now. This is a fierce rivalry, but guys out there from both teams, high fives, hugs. You got to figure that these kids are close, living right down the road from each other. So we'll come down and break it all down during our postgame show. We'll give out our three awards. 42-20, Delhi victorious over Walton on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 42-20, Delhi defeats Walton, and they will head to the Section 4 championship game to take on the Tioga Tigers. Sky, your thoughts on a really, really good game here.
We saw a really good game, and we saw a greatly executed game by Delhi. As we said, they got the points off turnovers. They capitalized on every mistake that Walton made and didn't make many themselves. And that's what the difference in this game was tonight. You got to give a lot of credit to Delhi for doing that. It's easier said than done, but they got the job done tonight with a 22-point win, setting up a rematch with Tioga for the sectional championship next Friday.
So a huge night here for the Delhi Bulldogs. We're going to get into our three awards. But real quick, I just wanted to tally up a few things here that we didn't get a chance to during the break. I wanted to look at touchdowns. Schnabel with 1, 2, 3 touchdowns for Luke Schnabel tonight. Nealis was incredible. He passed 1 to Angelo Kristen. He had the INT pick 6. He had the QB keeper. So basically he scored 3 on his own there in various forms. McLennan had a touchdown rush for Walton. Dutcher had the QB keeper as well. And Stanton had the other touchdown for the Walton Warriors. So a lot of different guys getting involved here tonight. Let's get into our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I think the 3 touchdowns for Luke Schnabel, Sky, would you agree? He really got it done when they needed it, and he kind of helped break the game open.
He was explosive all night. It wasn't just the touchdowns. It was the big first downs. It was the big returns. It was all that stuff. He was, as I said, explosive offensively tonight, giving them everything that they needed and more. Nealis was great, too. But Schnabel, it always seemed like when they needed something, that's where they went.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDL. We'd like to go with Cameron Stanton tonight. He was great on offense. He was also great on defense. His punishing hits here tonight were something that really stood out to us.
Yeah, he, as we said, he looks for contact. He doesn't try to avoid it. He lowered his shoulder many times offensively, defensively, did the same thing as well. He had a hard-fought game, played great both sides of the ball.
Lastly is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner, and I think everybody in the stadium knows that we're going to give this to Logan Nealis tonight. He was tremendous. The true definition of all-purpose tonight was Logan Nealis.
Pick 6, run for it. I mean, he was great all night, both sides of the ball. And we talked about Schnabel when they needed it. Well, Nealis, he came up big when they needed it as well. The two of them, you know, accounted for all the touchdowns for Delhi. But, you know, this Delhi team has a lot of weapons. And as I said, it'll be interesting to see next week if Ryan Wilson gets back involved a little bit more, what happens. But I think we have a great sectional championship coming up.
You know, we talked about it during a few of the breaks, just how level-headed Nealis was. And how that was a big difference in the game. He didn't really make any mistakes. Even when he was in trouble, he always seems to make the right decision on throwing it away, being able to find somebody who was open. Like, look at the first touchdown. It looked like he was going to be taken down for a loss. He escapes the pocket, but has the presence of mind to find Angelo Kristen for a 50-yard touchdown score. So I was just very impressed with how level-headed he was tonight under pressure.
He was great with being under pressure tonight, and that's easier said than done when you have a lot of guys chasing you around. But he always kept his head up looking downfield, and if there was an opportunity, he found it. If not, as you said, he was smart and got rid of it and didn't risk anything. And as I said, that was the difference tonight. Delhi capitalized on Walton's mistakes, and they didn't make very many of their own tonight, and that's what the difference was.
So our final score again, 42-20. The Delhi Bulldogs taking down the Walton Warriors. Delhi will advance to the Section 4 Class D football championship game, which as of right now, we believe is at 4 p.m. at Vestal High School next Friday, and that is Veterans Day. So I think we should see a good student turnout at least because they won't have school. They should be down there to cheer on both teams. We're going to confirm throughout the week that is the true time and location. That's what's been told to us, but these things do change from time to time. So we'll be there, though, regardless of whatever the game is, whatever time the game might be. We'll make sure we're there for Delhi Tioga. We couldn't do the first time because it was out in Tioga, and we don't have a great setup out there, but we'll be there for the championship, that's for sure.
And looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. So A big thank you to Craig Stevens and also, of course, Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. He'll be with us for the Section 4 championship game next Friday as well. It's all set. Delhi and Tioga. Can't wait. And, Sky, thanks again.
It's always great. And, as I said, we're really looking forward to next Friday. I can't wait.
42-20, our final score. Delhi over Walton. Have a great rest of your weekend. If you're looking for any more scores or updates, check out NateLull.com or follow me on Twitter at NateLull. Again, enjoy the rest of your Saturday and your Sunday. We'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers possible, low 60. Sunday, overcast, showers likely, high 65 to 70. Monday, partly cloudy, high 65. And Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny.